let's get going. Thursday night, A to Z Sports prime time. As you saw when you clicked on the show tonight, our first topic is going to be the three big major questions, the answers to which will define the rest of this season for the Tennessee Titans. Because the Titans are a bit of a crossroads right now, right? They're leading their division, and as of a week ago, they were leading their conference. But with all the injuries that we've already mentioned that this team has endured and is currently going through, with all of that, on top of the fact that they're coming off of two straight losses, one of those to the 32nd ranked offense and defense in the NFL and the Houston Texans, it's fair to start wondering, what's the rest of the season going to look like for the Titans? And I think the three questions that we're going to get into that we're going to discuss together tonight, I think they'll give us a pretty good idea of how we can answer or ultimately will be able to answer that question. So, question number one, as Brad says, he has dropped a like on the show on YouTube already. Don't disappoint. I will do my best. Question number one that will define the remainder of this season for the Tennessee Titans is this. Question number one, as I'm trying to get my rundown to pull up, question number one is, can the Titans offense and perhaps Ryan Tannehill in particular limit turnovers? As I mentioned a second ago, the Titans are on a two-game losing streak. The first of those two losses coming against the worst statistical team in the entire NFL. And the common thread in both of those losses was turnovers. In the first game, Ryan Tannehill threw four interceptions. Two of those were his fault. The other two were the fault of Des Fitzpatrick, who ran bad routes and set Tannehill up to fail. Chester Rogers also muffed a punt, but that's technically not offensive. And then 1 week later against the Patriots, after a week in which the Titans talked constantly about, you know, needing to avoid those turnovers, Vrabel mentioned that they would probably add a little bit of time in practice to work on the turnovers more than they usually would. Albeit in a different way, the problem reared its head yet again. Four turnovers for the Titans against the New England Patriots in their loss on Sunday. So in the Titans' two-game losing streak, they've got 9 turnovers. Now, there are already a lot of you in the chat saying you believe that they can get that trend reversed. Eugene says yes. Taylor says yes. But I think what's important to talk about with the turnovers, what's some important context, is the fact that they are coming and have come in a lot of different ways. I already mentioned the interceptions, right? 4 interceptions for Ryan Tannehill against the Houston Texans, 2 of those being his fault, just ill-advised throws into coverage, the other 2 being the fault of Des Fitzpatrick, who ran the wrong routes. So that's already 2 different ways that these turnovers have come. You know, one of them against the Patriots, I don't even think you can really blame them for. It was 4th and goal. Tannehill had to get the ball up. It just, you know, happened to get intercepted. But fumbles were the Titans' problem against the New England Patriots, right? Particularly from the running backs. Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman, both of them at the end of big runs, coughing up the football. So, you know, as you talk about, I appreciate that some of you guys are already saying, yes, this is something that they can get turned around. One of the reasons I think that might be easier said than done is the fact that it's coming in so many different ways. You know, if you know, of these 9 turnovers of the last 2 weeks, if, you know, 8 of them were Ryan Tannehill's fault, then you say, well, Ryan Tannehill just needs to snap out of his funk and everything will be fixed. Or if, you know, 8 of the 9 were running back fumbles, you'd say, well, you know, Foreman and Hilliard need to protect the football better and the turnovers will stop. Or if all the interceptions were, you know, Des Fitzpatrick or any other receiver running the wrong routes, you'd say, man, these receivers need to spend some time in the playbook getting up to speed and making sure that they're in the right spot. But the problem is, it's all of those things. And so because there's so many different issues going on leading to the turnovers, it will probably be pretty difficult for the Titans to address those issues. Will brings up that he thinks the turnovers will continue as long as the current players are on the field. And look, the fact that the Titans are playing with a lot of reserve players probably plays into this because, you know, Deontay Foreman is probably not as reliable with the football in the turnover department. Certainly not as Derrick Henry, but even as you know, a typical backup running back. I mean, you got to keep in mind, Deontay Foreman was on the street until just a few weeks ago. So I think it's a fair point, Will, that that's just the type of player that the Titans are working with right now. Brian says that it's Todd Downing's fault, and he follows up and he says he drained the Raiders when he was the offensive coordinator there. And we've talked about Todd Downing a lot this week as I've been filling in for Buck on primetime. But the one thing you have to say about Todd Downing is when Tannehill threw the ball straight to Gruber Hill against the Texans, that's not a Todd Downing problem. That's a Ryan Tannehill problem. When he threw the ball right to Jalen Ramsey against the Rams, that's a Ryan Tannehill problem. And I don't think it's a Todd Downing problem either that Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman, neither one of them could hold on to the football after big runs against the Patriots. So, you know, Brian, I get your point, and I do think that Todd Downing is to blame for some of the Titans' offensive problems. But a lot of these turnovers are you know, just the players' fault. You know, Todd Downing's not fumbling the ball. Todd Downing's not throwing the ball straight to the defense. Noctropolis says Deontay Foreman carries the ball like a loaf of bread. I'm not really sure how to respond to that. You know, I feel like if you were carrying a loaf of bread, like I'm thinking you could hold it pretty tight because the thing about a football, right, it's solid. And so you can't like, you know, it's not like a pillow or something that you can, you know, grip down on. I feel like if you carried a loaf of bread, though, you'd like squish it and damage it. I don't know. Interesting comment, though. Appreciate it. Noctropolis. Paul, I think this is a typo. Paul, I think meant to say good news. We can't lose this weekend, which is true for the Titans. But, you know, coming out of this bye, as Paul brings up in a comedic way, coming out of this bye, the Titans are going to have to fix some things. They're going to have to get better in some ways for, I'm not going to say to save their season because I don't think it's in danger. They've still got a pretty steady lead on their division. But some changes need to be made. Some different things need to start happening. And the first of those is that they got to stop turning the football over. 9-2 games is entirely too much. You're not going to win that way in the NFL. So that's the first big question that will define the remainder of this Titans season is, can the offense and Ryan Tannehill stop turning the football over? Question number two, can the defense get back to getting sacks? Because over the last two games, the Titans defense has just 2 sacks. Now, we talked about this a little bit, I think it was Monday, but I want you to think back to where we were as you guys Titans fans and us Titans media and reporters, where we were, you know, 3 weeks ago and what the topics of conversation were. We could not stop talking about the Titans pass rush, right? It was, you know, they need a nickname, and oh, the tickle monsters are going to make Matthew Stafford ticklish. And well, you know, I want to call them the Broadway bullies, and Jeffrey Simmons deserves Pro Bowl votes, and Harold Landry is going to get the big contract. And look, some of those things are still true. Jeffrey Simmons still going to go to the Pro Bowl. Harold Landry still going to get a big contract. But notice how our topics of conversation have changed over the last few weeks because this defense is not getting sacks at the rate that it was just a few weeks ago. Again, just 2 sacks over the last 2 games for the Titans defense. Now, Taylor brings up that the Titans are missing some key guys, and you're right, Taylor. Keelan brings up, you know, as soon as Bud Dupree comes back, the pass rush will get better. And I agree. We talked about this on Monday, how Bud Dupree is probably the most underrated, underappreciated injury on this Titans team right now because you can see the lack of production that this pass rush has had ever since Bud Dupree came out. Lee saying that in the comments right now. He says Bud Dupree missing is hurting this defense. And look, I agree with that. Another player who's missing that's hurting that group, the front four, front five, is Pop-Tart, right? Tierre Tart has missed the last couple of games, and that has, I think, affected them. But at the same time, the guys who are out there just have to make plays. At a certain point, double teamed or not, Harold Landry, Danico Autry, and Jeffrey Simmons need to go make a play. Now, some coaches and some film analysts might say, well, you know, teams have been getting the ball out very quickly. I the last 2 weeks, the Texans and the Patriots, I think that's what Terrell Williams, Titans defensive line coach, said on Monday when he was asked about that. But at a certain point, you just got to affect the game, right? It doesn't matter how quick they're getting rid of the football. There were plenty of times against the Patriots where Mac Jones took a long drop back and had all the time in the world to throw. Lee says Harold Landry hurting. That is something that that Mike Vrabel brought up a couple of weeks ago, is that Harold Landry is not at 100%. Granted, no one is at this time of the year, and we'll talk more about that in our second big topic. But you know, that I think is the second question, the answer to which will define the rest of this season for the Titans, is can this defense get back to sacking the quarterback? Because when the pass rush was locked in and producing at the level it was just a few weeks ago, this defense was playing at an outstanding level. And over the last week or couple of weeks, that just hasn't been there. So that's question number two. Can this defense start to get sacks again? Question number one was, can this offense start to avoid turnovers in a way that it has failed to do over the last 2 weeks? And finally, question number three that will determine the rest of this season for the Titans, and you guys are going to like this one, we're going to be talking about injuries again. Can the Titans get some of their offensive weapons back and healthy? We talked last night about the players who the Titans should and shouldn't expect to be back after the bye week. And one of the things we realized is that, you know, defensively, there are going to be some big names probably coming back pretty soon outside of Bud Dupree, who still at least has another week left. But you could see the return of for example, David Long the next time the Titans play on December 12th against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So in that sense, from an injury standpoint, I think the defense is perhaps in a better place than the offense is. And so with that being said, as we talk about questions that will define the rest of this season for the Titans, I think maybe the biggest one is, are they going to get guys healthy on offense to help Ryan Tannehill? Because we talked a lot about Ryan Tannehill on Tuesday's show, and he's had some problems. There have been things he has done that weren't great. But overall, aside from the interceptions, I think Ryan Tannehill has done a decent job of making do with what he has had, because he hasn't had a whole lot, especially with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones being out the last couple of games. Someone who agrees with that opinion is Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing, who was asked a couple of weeks ago about Ryan Tannehill's production. And Todd Downing said that Tannehill's stats aren't telling the story of Tannehill's season.
Yeah, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. The shame of it is Ryan's stats aren't telling the story of Ryan's season. He is having a much better season than statistical rankings. He's extremely tough, not just physically, but his mindset. He's consistent. He's the same guy in here every single day. He works his tail off. He's staying late, which quarterbacks do. And I'm just, again, really fortunate, honored, and blessed to be working with him, running this offense, because you couldn't ask for a more high-character guy and a tougher guy to be leading this offense on the field.
Again, Ryan Tannehill hadn't been great, right? It hadn't been perfect. The interceptions, the turnovers have been a problem, but for the most part, he's done the best with what he's had available. I mean, need we remember that just a couple of weeks ago, Ryan Tannehill lined up in an empty set, and the options he had to throw to were Dontrell Hilliard, Anthony Firkser, or Des Fitzpatrick, who stinks, Nick Westbrook-Akina, and Chester Rogers. he's not exactly throwing to, you know, A-list targets out there. So what would really benefit the Titans, perhaps more than anything, is to get some of their offensive weapons back. That's going to determine the fate of this Titans season, as will the turnovers, whether those continue, as will the sacks, if those are able to come back and the pass rush comes back to life. But at the same time, they got to get some of these weapons back. They need A.J. Brown. They need Julio Jones. And then if we're talking about the long-term fate of this Titans team in terms of the postseason, they need big number 22 back as well. So those are the three questions that are going to determine the rest of this season for the Tennessee Titans. And Brock says, Furkser is the worst player mentioned in that list. I'm gonna disagree. I think Des Fitzpatrick is the worst, although Furkser has been really bad this season. You know, you can talk about targets and all that, but he's just disappeared. Mark Trabala says, give Des a little room. Most fans said the same thing about Fuller last year. And I may be blanking here. I don't know what Fuller you're referring to, Noctropolis. If you would follow up in the chat, let me know what Fuller you're talking about. Maybe you mean Christian Fulton. I'm not sure which Fuller you're talking about. But Des Fitzpatrick stinks right now. He's running the wrong routes. He's getting yelled at in practice. He shows very little fire for the game of football. Not a whole lot there right now. Mark brings up Golden Tate. He's someone that, as we talked about the other day, having this extra time could allow him to get up to speed on the offense. Okay, Noctropolis meant Fulton. Yeah, you know, Fulton's problem, though, was injuries. He just wasn't out there. Des Fitzpatrick is out there. He's just not any good when he is out there. But those are the three questions, right, that will determine the fate of the rest of the season for the Titans. Is the offense going to keep turning the ball over? 9 turnovers the last 2 games. This Titans team isn't going to go anywhere if that keeps up. Number 2 is, defensively, can they get back to getting sacks like they were a few weeks ago when we kept talking about tickle monsters and Broadway bullies and all of that stuff? And then finally, the third question that will define the fate of this Titans team is, can they get their A-list offensive weapons back? Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown. So we've talked about the three questions that will define the Titans season and the rest of it. Now I have a question for you guys. And that is this. Of the three topics that we just talked about, the turnovers, the defense getting sacks, and the offensive weapons getting healthy, I want to know what you guys think of those three is the most important and will have the biggest impact on the remainder of the Titans season. It's an interesting question, and I think you can really make an argument for all three. So I'll be interested to see what you guys have to say. Be thinking about your answers, throwing those in the chat. And while you're doing that, I want to tell you about our friends at Two Rivers Ford, because this is our Two Rivers Ford take question of the night. And Two Rivers Ford is where you need to go if you're in the market for a car in the Nashville area, because they are the best car buying experience in the Nashville area. And let me tell you why. Because Two Rivers Ford has non-commissioned salespeople. When you have commissioned salespeople, you know what you get. You get pressured, you get harassed into doing something that isn't best for you. You end up making a decision because, you know, they sort of drive you into panic mode and make you feel like, you know, you got to make a decision now, and you get rushed. Well, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't happen at Two Rivers Ford. What they're interested in is you having a comfortable buying experience where you can weigh your options, think about it, and then ultimately make the best financial decision for you and your family. If you're someone like me who likes to be very careful with your money and, you know, is not afraid to spend money, but also wants to do it wisely, wants to be able to think things through, then Two Rivers Ford is where you need to go to shop for a car, because they have your best interest in mind. Also, if you're shopping at Two Rivers Ford and there's a particular color or model that you have in mind that they don't have on the lot, they will order it for you. That is their guarantee. So why don't you give Two Rivers Ford a call at 800-900-1000 or pay them a visit for the best car buying experience in the Nashville area. And again, our Two Rivers Ford take question of the night. Which of those three topics, turnovers, sacks, or health, will have the biggest impact on the rest of the Titans season? Will says, you got us. It's a hard question. Can we go all of the above? It is a tough question. When Reed and I were talking before the show, he said, you know, what are you going to go with? And I had to pause and think about that because it's a really tough question. But I'm seeing a lot of answers in the chat. So let's see. Paul says turnovers are going to have the biggest impact. Noctropolis says number three, the injuries fixes the turnover problem. I think that's a fair argument. Brock says the turnovers have got to stop. We win the last two games without them. Absolutely. As Mike Vrabel said after the Texans game, you're going to win. You're going to lose 99% of games in the NFL where you turn the football over. In fact, I feel like it's probably never happened before, right? That a team has won the game when they turn the ball over that many times. Bobby going with the injuries. He says getting the players back will fix a lot of these injuries or these issues rather. Brad says that it's got to be the offense. The offense has got to stop committing these turnovers. 9-2 games is just outrageous and too many. Lewis says the injuries. That's the problem. That's what's going to define the rest of this season. Brian says it's going to be injuries. Steven says turnovers. Terrence says health. I'm going to go with Terrence. That's my answer to this question. I think it's the health because, though, as I mentioned, some of these interceptions have been Tannehill's fault, right? You can't blame an injury for him throwing the ball straight to the defense. But at the end of the day, life will get a lot easier for him when the guys he's throwing to are not Dez Fitzpatrick and someone I saw brought up, Jeff Swaim. I'm trying to find that comment. But yeah, Paul says Swaim is the worst tight end we have on the roster. When guys like Jeff Swaim are who you're throwing to, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of success. And I agree with those of you who say that getting guys back will probably solve that first problem we talked about with the turnovers. I think that that is that tracks, and I think that that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to go with the injuries, the healing, and that's what needs to change for the Titans. We're going to get more into injuries in this next topic, and specifically, we're going to answer the question of, is there anyone to blame? Because the Titans are injured at a rate that really no team maybe ever has been. We're going to talk about why that is, and is someone to blame for this, or is this just something where the Titans have bad luck? We're going to get into that next in our next topic here on A to Z Sports Primetime. I'm Luke Worsham in for Buck Rising one last time before he returns from Egypt. We go live on A to Z Sports Primetime every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on all of our A to Z Sports streaming platforms, and we are powered by DraftKings Sportsbook. And right now, if you head to their website, DraftKings.com/sportsbook, use the promo code you see on your screen there, A to Z Sports. You put $1 on any NFL team to score, and when that happens, that $1 becomes $100 in free bets. You must be present in Tennessee and 21 years old or older for this to apply. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call 1-800-889-9789 or text that number. That is the Tennessee red line. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. So topic number two tonight, we're going to get more into these injuries. And we're going to ask the question, we're going to answer the question, is anyone to blame for the Titans' injuries? Because as I mentioned a second ago, this Titans team has been injured at a rate that perhaps no team in the history of the NFL has. And here's the stat to back that up that I'm sure a lot of you already know. That's that the Titans have tied the record for the most players used in a season. 84 players have put on a Titans jersey and played in a game. And of those 84, a measly 13 have played in every single game. And we talked last night about all the injuries this Titans team is dealing with. In fact, I've still got the notepad right here. Right, I had to have a sheet of notes because there's so many injured players I was having trouble keeping up with them all. The Titans are in a bad spot. And one thing that I have seen a little bit on Twitter and some people talking around is making the connection of, well, the training staff must be the problem here. The training staff must not be preparing this team in the way that it should. And I think that that is intriguing to the point that I wanted to see what Mike Vrabel thought about that. And so I did. I asked him that on Monday, and his answer was so good that I decided to turn that into my question of the week video for the bye week. If you've not seen that video yet, we're going to play it right now. I post these videos. We post these videos at A to Z every single week, typically the day after games. We did it on Wednesday this week just because of the bye week. But it's fun. It gives you guys a chance to see maybe a little bit behind the scenes of a question I choose to ask during a Vrabel press conference. But this was this week's video, and it's going to get us kicked off on our topic of, is anyone to blame for the Titans' injuries? I'm Luke Worsham of A to Z Sports, and this is my question of the week with Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. The 2021 Tennessee Titans have had perhaps the worst injury luck in the history of the NFL. The entire team is depleted from top to bottom. Most notably, they're without guys like Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, and Bud Dupree, three huge impact players for the team. A lot of fans I have seen on social media have resorted to making the connection that because there's so many injuries, it must mean the Titans strength and conditioning staff isn't doing their jobs well. There's certainly maybe some logic there, so I presented that hypothesis to Mike Vrabel this week to see what he had to say about it. This was Vrabel's response.
Yeah, that's great. I have the utmost confidence in Frank and Brian Bell and Mondre. So, and you know, our training staff, Todd, like I do. I think, and I appreciate that question, Luke. I've never suffered an injury, and again, I don't like to refer back to when I was playing, but I will in this instance. I never suffered an injury and said, "Damn strength coach," you know. I never said that. I never said that trainer sucks, and I know that that's not the case.
As I said before, there is some logic perhaps to, well, the team keeps getting hurt, so that must mean that they're not being prepared correctly to avoid injuries. But at the end of the day, I think what Vrabel said is right. Players don't get injured because the trainers aren't doing their jobs. Maybe you could point at soft tissue, hamstring type of injuries with that, but Derrick Henry didn't break his foot because of what Titans strength and conditioning coach Frank Piriano is or is not doing. A.J. Brown didn't get a chest injury because of the training staff of the Titans. It's really just coming down to bad luck. And a lot of times there's just nothing you can do to control the situation. So I think blaming the Titans strength and conditioning staff, as Vrabel said, is really pretty silly. That's it for this week's question. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for... So that's what Mike Vrabel had to say about, you know, blaming the training staff. And, you know, when I presented the question to him, because I thought it was a fair question, I thought he would simply say something as, you know, like, I have the utmost confidence in these guys and then stop. But the part that he added, and I'm sure you guys caught this, when he said, when I was a player and I got hurt, I did not get off of the field and say, well, that darn strength and conditioning staff let me down. And he's right. Because how ridiculous would that be, right? So I think that what Vrabel said there tracks, and I think it would be silly and out of touch to blame the strength and conditioning staff, to blame the trainers for the Titans' injuries. Because I feel like for the most part, trainers across the NFL probably all do pretty close to the same thing. And this is also the same training staff that has been here for the last 4 years under Mike Vrabel. There's nothing new going on here. So I think that we can throw that idea out in terms of who we are blaming, who we are looking at, if anyone, for these Titans injuries. So it's not the trainers. So question number two is it the players' fault? Kenyatta seems to think that. Kenyatta says that no one is to blame on these injuries but the players themselves. They know they're injured, but they still play. They know what they feel. I don't know about that. But, you know, it's a fair question to ask. Are the players simply not doing their jobs? Now, I cut this out of the video just for time's sake, but as Vrabel continued to answer that question I asked him on Monday, he did say that, you know, ultimately, you know, conditioning and being prepared to not get hurt comes down to the players. Now, I saw a lot of people that were like, oh, they, you know, he that was an indictment on the players, and he's saying that the players aren't doing their jobs. Well, I don't know about that, because we're going to go to another Mike Vrabel clip here. Actually, no, a Tannehill clip, because, you know, this is something that Vrabel says a lot, but we've already heard from Vrabel, so we wanted to pull up a Tannehill clip. This is Tannehill 1 year ago today, December 2nd, 2020, talking about what NFL players deal with as far as injuries. So let's listen to what Ryan Tannehill had to say, and then we'll talk about how this relates to who we can, if anyone, point a finger at for the Titans' injuries.
Yeah, it has to be our mindset. It's a physical, tough sport, and unfortunately, guys are going to go down. You know, you hate to see it. You don't want it to happen, but the injury rate in football is 100%, and you have to have that mentality. You want to be able to continue to prove and excel. You can't dwell on guys that go down. So that's kind of our mindset. Obviously, we care about guys who go down and don't want to see it happen. But especially in the heat of the moment, we got to have that next man up mentality. Someone has to step in there. That's why they're here, is to step in and do their job. And guys have done that. They've stepped in and played huge for us.
A little bit of PTSD watching that comment from the days of Zoom press conferences. You know, I was lucky and fortunate to not, you know, lose anyone to COVID or really even know anyone who, you know, had terrible experiences with COVID. However, you know, perhaps first world problem, but my cross to bear during COVID was Zoom press conferences. Glad those days are now behind us. But what stands out, obviously, about that clip from Ryan Tannehill was the NFL has 100% injury rate. That is something that Vrabel says all the time. We just picked a Tannehill clip because we'd already heard from Vrabel. But Tannehill's right. The human body is not really designed to do what football players have to do and not wear down. We can do it, right? The human body can survive that. But when you put the human body through the types of things that happen in the National Football League, at a certain point, wear and tear is going to occur. Like Mark says, injuries happen. It's football. And so can you blame the players for all of the injuries that the Titans have had? I don't think so. Because this is a league where the injury rate is 100%. And I think these players are doing everything in their power to prepare to avoid injuries. I know I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet. It's been a super busy day. But I know our pal Teron Davenport published a story on ESPN today about some stuff and some types of, I think, like therapies that some of these Titans players have used in the past and recently to avoid injuries. I'm looking forward to read that. But, you know, without even having read it, I know that Teron's story is pointing to this idea that the players are doing what they can to avoid these injuries, and injuries happen. It's football. It's a sport with 100% injury rate. And so with that, I don't think we can blame the players. And what does that leave? It doesn't really leave anything. And that's because I think when we talk about the injuries that the Titans are enduring, I think it would be illogical, unfair, and incorrect to place the blame on anything other than the fact that they're playing professional football. Is it weird that the Titans have gotten injured at the rate that they have? Yes. Is it an outlier? Is it something that has never really happened before in the NFL? Yeah. Now, you might point to the 49ers a couple of years ago, but that 49ers team was full of guys where, you know, it was mostly a handful of, like, blue chip, top of the roster guys were out for the season, whereas this Titans stuff is the top to bottom roster. A great tweet a week or so ago from my buddy Will Lomas, who co-hosts the No Nonsense podcast with me, had a tweet a couple weeks ago where he said, you know, well, Derrick Henry down, go to the backup, right? Jeremy McNichols. Oh, wait, he's hurt too. A.J. Brown goes down, let's go to Marcus Johnson. Oh, wait, he's hurt too. Rashawn Evans and David Long out. Monty Rice, oh, wait, he's on injured reserve. The Titans aren't just missing their top-end players, which they are. They are missing the top-end guys. They're missing everybody. It's top to bottom. It's weird. It's an outlier. It's never really happened before. But it's also not really anyone's fault. It just sort of happens. Bad luck, you might call it. But I don't think that, as I said in that question of the week video, Derrick Henry breaking his foot, it's not Derrick Henry's fault. It's not something he didn't do, right? Someone brought up earlier that Mark says Derrick Henry could be the strength and conditioning coach with his workouts. I think we would all agree that Derrick Henry cares about his body to an insane level and is extremely prepared, and yet he is at the top of the list with among the more severe injuries on this Titans roster. Derrick Henry, is it someone's fault that that happened? No. So I don't think it's anyone's fault. And I think that the evidence that we have looked at here proves that. But I am going to give you guys a chance to answer the question of what/who do you blame the most for the Titans' abundance of injuries in 2021? We've laid out the facts. We've laid out the evidence, right? Now it's time for the jury, you guys, really all of us, to deliberate. What or who do you blame the most for all of the injuries that the Titans have endured in 2021? Think about your answers. Post them in the chat. While you're doing that, I'm going to tell you again about our friend, Gary Ashton. Gary sponsors not only Primetime, but also our Sunday morning pregame show that I host every Sunday game day at around 10 a.m. And Gary's great. Gary is the official real estate provider of the Titans and the Nashville Predators, and he holds those distinctions for a reason. You've probably seen his billboards all over town, and just about every single one of them says, "Don't sell without the intel." And the reason that Gary is able to put that on his billboards, the reason he's able to use that as his slogan, is because he has the intel to back that up. Gary has the experience, the relationships, the knowledge of the Nashville real estate market to give you the best possible competitive advantage if you are looking to buy or sell. And with the Nashville real estate market being as hot and on fire as it is these days, you need to take advantage of that. So whether you're looking to buy to get your dream address without the stress, or whether you're looking to sell and you want to make sure that you don't sell without the intel, give Gary Ashton and his team a shout. Start that process by going to GaryAshton.com. Let's see what you all say. What or who do you blame for the injuries? And I think you're all kind of on the right track now. Karen says bad luck. Brian says bad luck. Brad says God hates the Titans. I don't know about that. They are 8-4. Metropolis also saying, he says God, Titans were at war with the football gods for a little bit. And Kenyatta brings up an interesting point that I actually meant to talk about, and this is something that we can address too. Kenyatta makes a great point. There have been a lot of games late bye week, less rest time. You know, the NFL this season, they added the 17th game, but they didn't add a bye week. And the Titans, as Kenyatta said, have a very late bye week, right? It's December 2nd today, and it's bye week time for the Titans, obviously very late in the year. So you could say that has something to do with it. That's a very clever answer from Kenyatta. And again, we meant to talk about that. Just, you know, there's so many other things to talk about too with these injuries that fell by the wayside. Another thing I think you could bring up perhaps is, you know, the lost training time in the off season. It's gone down considerably Well, it went down considerably during COVID. And then this year, even after the vaccine and the protocols were sort of scaled back, the players association was like, no, we're going to keep things the way that they were with Zoom meetings, not because of COVID, but just because, you know, it's easier. And you wonder, has that had an impact on this? But again, we're not looking. And I think the sort of defense to that is, well, that's something that the entire league, right, has dealt with. You know, maybe the late bye week has something to do with it. But this has really only affected the Titans to the degree that it has. Brad says just unlucky. Mark says role players are getting more usage than normal. Stacy, kind of responding to the conversation, the mini conversation we just had, says the NFL should have two bye weeks. I don't think that's a terrible idea, Stacy. I really don't. And Daniel says bad luck. And I think that's right. I think what you blame for this is football. Football being a physical, demanding sport, the most physical, the most demanding sport that we have in America. Whether there's another sport that you like more than football or that you enjoy to watch more than football, that's great. But I don't think we can deny that football is the most taxing and physically demanding sport on the body. And that's what you blame. That and bad luck for the injuries that the Titans have had, because anything else, you know, maybe you can talk about the training stuff that we just did, but blaming the players for not being prepared and blaming the Titans training staff is just silliness. It really is. It's nonsense. A to Z Sports Primetime here on this Thursday evening. I'm Luke Worsham in for Buck Rising. We have one more order of business to take care of before we wrap up and before my short tenure as the host of this show comes to an end. It's time for our Brymac Bounce Back segment, which is, of course, brought to you by Brymac Heating and Cooling. And let me tell you that if you have heating or cooling needs right now, you need to go to Brymac. Now, it's not that cold out there today. In fact, I took a nice little walk to go get some dinner earlier, and it felt great out there. But the reality is that we are in the month of December, and once this week passes, the weather is only going to get colder. And as that happens, you need to make sure that you have all of your heating needs taken care of, and Brymac is there for you to do that. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with Brymac, so you can bring them in with confidence and with ease of mind. They take care of commercial HVAC. They take care of private residential HVAC. Anything you need, heating and cooling or cooling related, Brymac is where you need to go. So be sure to go to their website, Brymac.com. And for our podcast users, that is Brymac.com. It is time for the Brymac Bounce Back segment of the show, where we talk about who needs to bounce back the most this week. And I'm curious what you guys think is someone who needs to bounce back the most this week. While you're talking about who you guys think need to bounce back this week, I'm going to talk about my answer. We're going to go to Florida, Tampa, Florida. We're going to talk about AB. AB got A busted today. That was a really bad joke. AB got busted today for not having a real vaccine card. He had a vaccine card. I almost said he got busted for not having a vaccine card. He did have one. It just wasn't real. Antonio Brown suspended for 3 games, along with a former Buccaneers safety whose name is Mike Edwards. I had to look that up on my notes because he's not a very memorable player. Those two guys suspended for 3 games for having fake COVID cards. Now, some people got really upset about this story and started talking about how, you know, this shows some kind of problem in our nation with deceit and all this stuff. Look, I think that the correct reaction to this story, because no one got hurt out of this, is to sit back and laugh. If you've listened to the Tighten Up podcast before with Jack Gentry and Austin Huff on the A to Z Sports Podcast Network, you know they have a segment where they laugh at the Texans and they laugh at the Jaguars. We need to have laughing at Antonio Brown. That is the appropriate reaction to this, because this is ludicrous on Antonio Brown's part. And Twitter has been on a roll today responding to this situation. Freezing Cold Takes had this, where a few months ago, the NFL said the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers are a 100% vaccinated organization. That's fantastic. And then I've seen several of these types of tweets where people are hypothesizing what they think Antonio Brown's vax card that he handed in to the Buccaneers may have looked like. All fantastic stuff. But my Brymac bounce back candidate is Antonio Brown. Gene says it's like using a fake ID. People need to get over it. Yeah, I think it's maybe a little worse than that. I also think this is like a crime, technically. I'm not a legal scholar, but I think that that's a crime of some kind. Karen says, really, AB, you were doing so well. He's been out for a while and was going to be out anyway for the next couple of games with an injury. So I don't know how much the suspension really affects him. The Bucs are going to cruise to the playoffs even without him. You know, Tom Brady now only has three all-pro receivers to throw to, and Gronk, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. Matt says his bounce-back candidate is Buck's left AirPod. That's a great answer. Buck is, as you guys know, I'm sure, is in Egypt. That's why I'm here. And Buck posted on his Instagram story that he left his left AirPod in Nashville, which is just a freaking nightmare. Like, could you imagine? I remember actually going on a trip to Italy, the only time I've been out of the country, getting to the airport and realizing that I had neglected to bring my headphones. Like, that was just terrible experience. But, you know, also back to the first world problems conversation. Kenyatta says Julio Jones, one of our starting receivers, hadn't been playing much. You're right. Now, when he's been out there, he's been okay, but you know, even before he went on IR, the week in, week out stuff, that's too much. Julio Jones needs to bounce back. Kirk Cousins, says Lewis. I love this answer. Kirk Cousins, who lined up under his right guard instead of the center to try to take a snap this past week. This is the same guy who took a knee instead of spiking the ball before halftime several years back with the then Redskins, now Washington football team, in a game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Karen says the Titans need to bounce back. Certainly, they've lost two in a row. Mark says the Titans' health needs to bounce back. All right, guys, that is going to do it for this Thursday edition of Primetime. It's also going to do it for my short tenure as your host this week. It's been a blast. I've had super fun, it's been super fun to hang out with you guys each of the last four nights. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the discussion that we have all had. I appreciate the support from you guys. You've been great letting me know that you've enjoyed having me this week. And the feeling is mutual. It's been great. But on Sunday night, this seat will return to its rightful owner, Buck Rising. And I look forward to continuing to communicate with you guys on AtoZSports.com, covering the Titans. You can follow me on Twitter at Luke_Worsham. And until I see you guys next time, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. We will see everyone next time.